From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. The launch of Florida's federally run healthcare exchange is set for October 1st, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates about 3.5 million Floridians will be eligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. We'll take a closer look at the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Navigator Project to help people sign up for coverage, along with other efforts to reach out to Floridians who could get coverage through the exchange. Plus, imagine your environment being transformed into an interactive role-playing adventure based on storytelling, video game themes, and gaming competitions. You create and live your own character story. That's the idea behind an effort to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort experience called Game Nation, and it's starting right here in Fort Myers. First, this news. This is Gulf Coast Live on WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The team behind Game Nation is working to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort, and it's starting right here in Fort Myers. The Game Nation rollout event, Game Nation Celebration, will be taking over Fort Myers' downtown River District at the beginning of November with 3 days of interactive role-playing adventures through storytelling, video game-based culture, and competition. We'll meet members of the team behind the effort later in today's show. But first, October 1st marks the rollout of healthcare exchanges throughout the U.S. Efforts are underway by the White House, U.S. Health and Human Services, and other governmental and non-governmental agencies to convince some of the nation's 48 million uninsured to sign up for healthcare through the Affordable Care Act. Florida's federally run exchange will be looking to provide coverage for an estimated 3.5 million eligible residents. Republican state leaders have long opposed the health care overhaul law, and earlier this month, state health officials decided not to allow insurance outreach workers, known as navigators, to work out of county health department property in Florida. Outreach workers in Southwest Florida are partnering with other organizations in the community to promote and provide assistance to those who need help signing up for coverage. Other nonprofit groups are also working to promote awareness of the health care law. Joining me now is Project Director for the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Navigator Project, Lynn Thorpe. She's based out of Fort Myers, and her region covers 10 counties, including the entire Southwest Florida area. Lynn Thorpe, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us by phone from Miami is Florida State Director for the nonprofit healthcare outreach organization Enroll America, Nick Duran. They're reaching out to targeted communities throughout the state. Thanks for joining us this morning, Nick.
My pleasure.
And U.S. Health and Human Services regional office in Atlanta was unable to provide a representative to join this morning's conversation. Neither Governor Rick Scott's office nor the State Department of Health responded to our request to join the conversation. Wondering if you'll be eligible for coverage under the healthcare law. Give us a call with your comments or questions. Phone lines are open at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or email gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. And Lynn, first of all, tell us a bit about the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida. How was your organization chosen to lead the healthcare navigator effort here in our region?
Our organization currently already serves as uses social services in our area through Early Steps and the Ryan White HIV program. We are currently functioning in the 10 counties through Early Steps, which is it's a special education program servicing infants and toddlers age 0 to 3.
And you're covering quite a large swath of the state. What areas or counties do you cover?
We cover Collier, Lee, Charlotte, Hendry, Glades, DeSoto, Sarasota, Manatee, Highlands, and Hardy County.
All right. Sounds like the entire reach of our coverage area and then some. And how is this effort funded? Is this all through federal dollars?
The Navigator Project is funded through the University of South Florida Consortia. And those were grants funded through, the United States government.
Mm-hmm. And when those healthcare exchanges open in, I guess, less than a week now, how exactly will navigators – how are they designed to help people sign up for coverage? What's actually involved in becoming a navigator?
The training that we had to go through was 20 hours of web-based training. To begin with, you had to go through an FBI background check and be fingerprinted and screened. Upon completion of the training, we were required to apply for state licensure. After we receive the state licensure, we need to supply a letter of employment, the background check information, the certificate of licensure, and proof of our training back to the state to show that we've gone through all of the training.
And I know that you've gone through the training yourself.
I have gone through the training, yes. It covered all kinds of information, beginning with the basics of health insurance, the basics of the Affordable Care Act, and then it went into the marketplace and the marketplace not being open, but just the basics of how it's going to work. Talked about eligibility and the enrollment process for both the individual marketplace and the small business marketplace. And then our main focus really is going to be reaching out to those who need help, those who have special needs, who have limited English proficiency, and working with consumers with disabilities. And then we're also required to do community outreach through education activities, enrollment fairs, healthcare events. So the training took us through all of that.
Well, let's talk a bit more about that aspect of it, because when we spoke before, you had mentioned that that was really an aspect of the Navigator program that it hasn't really been discussed as much in the media.
Right. Everything I read in the media, it sounds like the Navigators, by the way, in this 10-county region, there will be 18 of us total. The uninsured population that we're looking to serve is 300,000. Clearly, we do not have the capacity to enroll 300,000 people. So remember, I think we are targeted really more to those who need extra help. Three of the 18 people will be full-time roaming navigators. I will be one of those. Then the other 15 will be through partner agencies in the 10 counties. The partner agencies that we're working with are social service agencies who are located in each of the counties. They are social service agencies such as the United Way, McGregor Clinic, in Lee County with Lee Human Services in Lee County, and Collier County. We're partnering with both RCMA and Catholic Charities. These are organizations who are already working with the underserved in the community, so it seemed like a perfect fit. Some of the navigators have been trained from within their existing staff, and in some cases they have hired a part-time person to come in and fulfill this role.
Right. So the idea is not to, you know, reinvent the wheel. You've already got organizations that are meeting these communities. So why not just go where these folks are already going for help?
Absolutely. And when those existing clientele come in and ask for help, they'll be able to give it to them firsthand.
And now, Lynn, let me ask you, are these navigators that are going to be working out of these organizations like United Way, the McGregor Clinic, Lee Human Services, are these going to be, newly trained navigators that you provide, or are these folks that are already working out of those organizations?
They're already working out of those organizations. I have one new staff member. The other people within Health Planning Council, we have been there. We have also been partnering with federally qualified health centers in the area. They are serving a different role. They are going to be certified application counselors. They serve a different role in that they can help anyone through the enrollment or eligibility and enrollment process, but they are not required to make accommodations for individuals with disabilities. They're not required to do outreach and education activities. And we've formed a great partnership in that we will have a 1-800 number that'll be supported by our network. Within the network, anyone in the 10-county area can call in with their zip code, and we will be able to direct them to a navigator or an in-person assister to help them through the process depending on what their needs are.
And it would be the same 800 number they would call regardless of where they are within that 10-county region, or would it vary?
Yes, it would. No, okay. It is one number.
Do you have that offhand right now?
I do. It is 1-866-547-2793. That number will not be effective until the marketplace opens on October 1st.
Okay. We're talking with Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Lynn Thorpe. She's project manager for the Navigator Project in the 10-county region covering Southwest Florida. Also with us is Enroll America's Florida Director Nick Duran, talking about community outreach efforts to help eligible Floridians sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. You can join our conversation with your comments and questions. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK, or send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. And Lynn, as one of just three navigators in this 10-county region that's going to be a roving navigator, I imagine you anticipate spending a good deal of time on the road in the coming months or so.
I probably will. I'll go where the need is. I wanted to also point out, as I was telling you in the media, really, you would think that the navigators are the only people available to help. I would encourage everyone on October 1st to go to healthcare.gov and learn, see what their options are going to be. It's very user-friendly. There's toll-free support at the national level. As a matter of fact, there's a great website on the marketplace.cms.gov where you can go to their multimedia display, and it shows you what the marketplace is going to look like. It looks like it's going to be really slick. They can also contact their local insurance agent. They can go to their local insurance agent or broker and get in-person assistance from their insurance agent. And then our toll-free number will be available as well to direct them to somebody nearby to help out.
And Lynn, I thought it was interesting given, you know, your emphasis on how really the navigators are about reaching those folks who really need the extra help. And your own background is in special education, correct?
I do. I have a master's in special education as well as a master's in business administration.
And tell me again the difference between the navigators and the application counselors. I understand the application counselors are volunteers and their training isn't quite as much as the navigators.
Well, they're not necessarily volunteers. Okay. They may be on staff within organizations. They are required to go through 5 hours of training. They are not required to serve the small business community. They are not required to do education and outreach activities. As navigators, we're also required to go help people with grievance procedures as well, help people who do not qualify for insurance to apply for exemption. The certified application counselors do not have to do the same things that the navigators do, but they still go through training, 5 hours of training. And it's just not a federally funded position.
Right.
The certified application counselor is really a way for us to grow capacity to reach more people and help more people in the community enroll. There are some of our local hospitals and community organizations such as the McGregor Clinic and the Health Planning Council have applied to be certified application counselors as well, in that some of their case managers are already working with their current clients. That gives them one more opportunity to help them in a different way.
And I had mentioned earlier in my introduction that county health departments have been told by the state that they're not allowed to have navigators on that property. I spoke with a public information officer for Pinellas County where they decided to go ahead and do that anyway. Broward County just made that decision yesterday. And I only mention this to say that things are constantly changing. Things are constantly in the state of flux. And as you look for these community partners to work with throughout the 10-county region here, are the navigators that you already have designated, have they already been trained or is that still going on now?
There are many who are still going through the process. I have completed the process. The system has been a little slow, but there are a few bumps here, but we're going to make this happen and enroll as many people as we can.
And I understand that with the health exchanges coming online October 1st, that'll be the first time everyone gets to see the site for the—
Yes, I've had many people ask me what the plans are going to be, how much is it going to cost. I'm going to see it the same time you're going to see it. So not only will the navigators be charged to enroll people on October 1st, we also need to learn the products on October 1st.
Given that, do you anticipate maybe sort of initially a slow rollout to getting people enrolled just simply because navigators are going to be having to familiarize themselves with the site just at the same time as everyone else?
I don't know. I look, like I said, on the CMS.gov site, it looks like it's going to be pretty straightforward. And my role is really going to be to facilitate someone being able to go through the website. No, I think we're going to be ready to go.
All right. All right. Well, we're taking a closer look at efforts to reach out to Floridians who may be eligible to sign up for health coverage through the state's federally run healthcare exchange, which launches next week. We're talking with the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Lynn Thorpe, along with Enroll America's Florida Director Nick Duran. Call 1-877-428-8255 to join the conversation. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. Post your comments or questions on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media, or send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. And Nick Duran, I wanted to bring you into the conversation now. Thanks for waiting so patiently there with us. I was hoping you could just tell us generally about Enroll America's efforts here in Florida. What do you see as Enroll America's, well, role?
Absolutely. So Enroll America, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and we're focused on maximizing the number of uninsured who enroll in these new coverage options that are available to the under the Affordable Care Act. And really, what we're focused on doing, laser focused on doing, is really educating the communities that within the state of Florida about these new coverage options that are going to be available in a couple of days on October 1st. We want folks to know that there is a marketplace. You know, we've done a good deal of research and learning on the overall awareness, and we've seen it is moving in the right direction. We're moving to, I think, research. Did a study, and it's we're about 42% of uninsured Americans are unaware that there's a marketplace. Folks are not going to take advantage of these new quality, affordable health coverage options unless they know about it. And so we're really working to have those one-on-one conversations, knocking on doors. We're going to be tabling at community events. We're working within churches to be at their on Sundays. We're going to be working in local pharmacies like Navarro, and we'll be at Sears and Kmart in the next couple of weeks, having those kinds of conversations, letting people know about this new coverage options and the changes that are coming.
Nick, I want to go back to that statistic you just gave, because we had a little bit of an interference here as well with your phone line. But did you say 42% of people were unaware?
Yes, 42% of uninsured here in Americans are unaware that there's a marketplace, that there's going to be a marketplace in their state.
That seems like an awfully high number. I guess how does Enroll America's, I guess, what is your strategy for reaching those target communities?
So we're using multiple tactics and multiple touches, really. One, we have a field campaign. We launched our Get Covered America campaign in June. And really what that is we have 27 staff who've been training hundreds of volunteers to be out in the community. So we are canvassing. We are using phone banking. We're using those sort of old, those grassroots tactics used for issue awareness and political campaigns to get the word out. So we are also going to be we're working with faith-based leaders to help spread the word about this new marketplace, about these new coverage options that are going to be available, and really trying to get people the essential information that they should need, these websites, healthcare.gov, the 1-800 number, and working with navigators and letting them know, we want to provide somebody in their community with the best information they can have. So that website, those phone numbers. And then the person in their community who's been trained, these navigators or the certified application counselors, who are there to assist them on a one-on-one basis.
And you're actually holding community events or having a presence at community events already taking place so you can reach out to folks and have these one-on-one conversations?
Yes, that's correct. Across the state, we are going to be at events, whether it's related to the Hispanic Heritage Month. We have plenty of events going on in that sense. We are going to be tabling at several different Kmarts and Sears across the state. And also working within CVS and Navarro Pharmacy down in Miami. So we will be in all sorts of different areas, as well as we're going to be online. We have a digital campaign that's going on, so people can see us on social media, and really working on all the different ways that we can reach people.
Mm-hmm. And do you know, will there be many efforts from Enroll America focused specifically on where we're talking to you from Southwest Florida, or are you looking more specifically maybe at other regions of the state?
Absolutely. We're organizing all throughout the state. I know that we have engaged a pretty solid volunteer base and working with our regional leads in that in the West Florida in that specific area to provide resources. Lynn and I have met at a recent health council meeting amongst the different regional Florida health councils to see how we could provide resources in the terms of literature, in terms of support with our volunteer bases. What we want to do is work closely with the navigators and the other consumer assisters to make sure that we're not we're working to provide as much assistance to them, but also not to hinder their efforts. We want to make sure that they can absorb the people that we can provide to them, as well as make sure that the people we're speaking to don't have to wait. We want them to be able to speak with somebody or get on the phone or get on the website to really get some help.
Additionally, I want to talk about what marketing efforts we're doing in the area.
Sure, Lynn.
We have thousands of brochures and flyers to try to create awareness that the marketplace opens on Tuesday. And those have been delivered to all of our partners, to local hospitals, health systems. Lee Memorial locally is doing a fair this Thursday, and they're taking the materials. In addition to that, I have a volunteer effort who has volunteered to take the flyers to our champions of coverage locally, Walgreens and CVS. And I'm hoping that grows within the 10 counties because this really is a boots-on-the-ground kind of campaign to get the word out. We're on social media, Twitter and Facebook, and we'll have some local bloggers as well.
And I have a question for both of you. I'm going to ask Lynn to answer first and Nick you second. Do you plan to continue these kind of outreach efforts even after the marketplace opens on October 1st?
Absolutely. It's actually part of our grant requirement that we do outreach and education events throughout the open enrollment period, which starts October 1st. It goes through March 31st, so we have 6 solid months of enrollment, education, and outreach abilities. And then after open enrollment, there will be some newly eligible individuals. And on top of that, that will give us a chance to continue to educate about the importance of health insurance, about health care, and people continuing to look into getting coverage the next open enrollment period.
And Nick, what about you? Will Enroll America maintain a presence in Florida beyond the October 1st opening of the health exchange?
Absolutely. Get Covered America launched, our campaign Get Covered America launched in June, and I really looked at that as the beginning of a marathon, with marathon ending March 30th, and really just reconfiguring and learning from what we've seen and what worked, and then getting ready for the next open enrollment period in the following year.
And Nick, Floridians represent a pretty diverse, ethnic, cultural, and language backgrounds. Has that aspect been considered in your community outreach strategies?
Certainly has. So our staff really reflects the communities within which they work. So our staff has folks who are Creole speaking. We have people who speak Portuguese. We have people who speak Spanish. Our literature is in both Spanish, English, and being developed in Creole. And really, what we want to do is be able to understand the differences in a community. So, for instance, here in Miami-Dade, we know that South Dade and Homestead has a much different Hispanic population than those in say, Hialeah. And so our staff is from the communities within which they're working and understand those communities. And that's going to be the same. That mirrors across the state in terms of our efforts. So, yes.
Locally, our navigator staff at the Health Planning Council are all bilingual, fully bilingual in English and Spanish. We have Creole-speaking navigators as well, and all of them our materials are in English, Spanish, and in Creole.
All right. Looks like you guys have covered those bases there.
We're trying our best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Nick, I know Enroll America held a National Day of Action earlier this month. That was September 7th. Tell us about that.
Sure. So on September 7th, we had our National Day of Action, Get the Word Out. And we had here in Florida 61 events that occurred on that particular Saturday. We spoke to thousands of folks, knocked on thousands of doors, and had a great deal of phone conversations, but engaged hundreds of our volunteer base across the state. And really, we're gearing up to do the same thing. That was the first of many days of action that we'll have from here until the end of the open enrollment period.
And I know in other states, commercials have been running for some time aimed at spreading awareness about the Affordable Care Act, but at least locally, I haven't seen anything like that. For either of you, do you think residents in other states may be getting more exposure to information about the health care law and how uninsured people can sign up? I mean, do we have commercials that you're aware of, Lynn?
No, we do not. That is something that we can be in the process of developing. But in all of the state partnerships and the state-funded programs, they have been pushing this. You're right. Since May, their websites, their products have been live, and ours are just coming out soon. So,
right, right. And Lana, a final question for you. Will any aspect of the navigator's role be to help people determine just first and foremost if they qualify, and if so, for any financial assistance or tax subsidies to help them pay for the coverage?
Absolutely. That's the first part of the assistance that we offer, is to help them go through the eligibility process to see if they are eligible for Medicaid, Medicare, a CHIP program, refer them to those agencies. And if they're eligible for the health insurance marketplace, then we continue on with the enrollment process.
And Nick, for you, any idea how long Enroll America intends to maintain a presence in Florida?
Well, June was our big—we started in June really having our on-the-ground presence. We plan to be here for a few years. We want to make sure that we're going to learn a lot this open enrollment period. We want to speak to thousands of folks, hundreds of thousands. And really help them understand about these new coverage options. And then we're going to learn, get to the next period and learn again and try to do the same thing the following year.
All right. And let's actually take a call now from Michelle in Fort Myers. Michelle, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Michelle, are you with us?
I am.
Okay, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Did you have a question?
I did. I had two questions. I've just been listening to the various, you know, navigators and helpers. It sounds like mass enrollment time. And I guess my thought is two questions. One, what will these navigators be doing, or even more so those individuals helping other individuals make application? What will you be doing to prove citizenship of people trying to apply? And secondly, you call it the marketplace. And I'm wondering who offers these. In other words, can a new healthcare insurance company just come in and say, "Hey, I'm going to offer and offer something," or is it funneled through the government?
The government has been working for months with private insurance companies who are putting together multi-layered insurance products, and the ones that they want to bring to each state marketplace will be on their website and available to look at and choose from on Tuesday. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, when you say the government, the FedGov, or does that depend upon which state you're from?
It depends on which state. In Florida, we are a federally facilitated marketplace, so the federal government is working with these insurance companies.
Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. You wanted to say something.
Yeah. I was just going to add that, you know, that it's federally facilitated marketplace, but all of these plans are called qualified health plans that are going to be available in the marketplace. That means that they have been reviewed by the government, that these private insurance companies have submitted their proposal to provide these health plans. They have to meet a specific threshold when it comes to the specific benefits. They have to have these 10 essential benefits, which include your doctor's visits, your emergency room care visits, prescription drugs, coverage for mental health care, and several others, maternity care, that need to be a part of each of these plans. So first that has to happen, and then these plans are now all have to have those specific plans, and that's what has to happen for them to be considered qualified health plans.
Okay.
Must they have all 10 points, or can we pick and choose? Like, obviously, I wouldn't be interested in maternity care, so can I pick and choose from the other coverages, or is each plan going to have all 10 necessarily?
Every plan needs to have the 10 essential benefits.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, and to your other question about citizenship, that's not really, from what I understand, a role of the navigators to determine if someone's a U.S. citizen, but...
Within the system that will be live on Tuesday, everyone will be required to submit certain information, private information, into the system. And if there is any missing documentation, it will come back and ask for that documentation to be either mailed in or scanned into their system.
Okay. So that's how identities are determined there. Okay.
Yes.
Michelle, thanks so much for your call.
Thanks so much.
And that is, unfortunately, all the time we have for this part of the conversation. But I want to thank my guest, Nick Duran. He's State Director for Enroll America. Nick, thanks so much for your time.
Don, my pleasure. Thank you.
Also, Lynn Thorpe. She's Director for the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Navigator Project. Lynn, thank you so much for your time as well. And real briefly, I wanted to give out that number one more time. It's 866-547-2793.
And don't forget to go to www.healthcare.gov and sign up.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're taking a short break, but when we return, the Game Nation celebration, set for November 1st through 3rd, marks a rollout event of a much larger initiative looking to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort experience. We'll meet members of the team behind the push to combine the theme park and video game industries right here in Southwest Florida. That's just ahead. Stay with us.